You know, the things that you pile up against the yard, the thorns you call those, now what if they're inside, like you want to go from the first floor,
right, second staircase,
or steps outside, stairs outside?
Yeah, that's no matter staircase.
What about
an escalator? No, you're not an escalator. An escalator is where the stairs is moving. You know, that's like you have another big Dallas apartment.
Yeah, I was in a big new mall for work. Which one mall is it by there? Oh, that's a big place.
It sure is.
You guys on two levels? Never did one by that side of the place.
That's out that west part of where we're at, I believe. West end.
What about this expression? Say if I came in your living room and left the door wide open, wanted to stay that way, what would you probably do?
Close the door.
Ever anybody say anything else for
that? I'd close that damn door. Shut that damn door.
Do a little bit more of that.
Some of them with less mileage might say that. Or in Spanish, you'd say cerrado de paso.
That reminds me, does this area have a maybe ethnic group or something?
Well, I suppose they have a pretty good many Mexicans around here. These Mexicans sit in, the other thing is hard to keep up with. I don't know what percentage of Mexicans you do have. I would say they have two heavy percentage, but they might be 67% Mexican in the county. But they're in the Negro population is about 33%. About a third of the population is Negro.
Somebody told me that the percentage of Mexicans in San Antonio is really high.
It is, and there's more Mexicans down there than white. I'd say, I don't know, change by. I'd say maybe 60% at least is actually down in San Antonio.
When I was down in Caldwell on the weekend, I was talking to him, so when he was young, he learned this conversation on Czech and German. Jumped in a lot of those people in their ancestry down there.
I think he did. Well, those Germans came from New Zonta, which was quite good for all. It was a German settlement. Germans came in by Indianola, Texas. That's down on the coast, and they headed up towards your Gonville. Some of them got as far as your Gonville, and some of them straight aside. And a lot of places in South Texas where Germans live. The two mainstays are New Brunswick and San Marcos. That's bad. Fredericksburg. I reckon it's the most Germanic state, as most Germanic city, more like a German city than a place in Texas.
Is that close by?
Fredericksburg is west of Austin, Texas. I'd say it's probably about 80 miles west of Austin. It'd be interesting to go see sometime. I've been down there. It's a very quaint place, and it's very neat, too.